We're in the middle of chapter 29. The top is page 72. The bottom is 127, 128. We're going to start 2, 4, 5 lines in the top. Right? Is that what we're up to? You have it in your notes? Huh? It's from a few weeks ago. Okay, it's okay. We'll start.
The blockage in
the
ear, despicable.
Yeah, despicable, disgusting. We learned that? Could learn it again. Okay, now Tereb is explaining a paragraph of tests like this. What happens if a person tries to think into the greatness of God, tries to stimulate a feeling of love of love of Hashem with a burning fire, you know, to be able to really bring himself to love and fear Hashem? The problem is it doesn't work. Just, it's not going. So what do you do? See, quotes the Zohar that says like this. If you have a thick piece of wood that the fire doesn't catch on, what do? You got to bust up the wood. Chop up the wood into little pieces, then the fire can catch. He says the same thing the Zohar says, a body that the fire of the neshama doesn't catch on to, you know what? It's because it's too thick. Okay? So now the Rebbe says, how do you break your body? Okay? Now this is not a regular recipe on a regular basis. Regular basis, a person should not think how bad they are. A person should think how good they are and how better they could become, but not how bad they are. But sometimes, you know, every so often, now the Rebbe says, you need to break yourself to realize that by busting yourself, you splinter yourself into smaller pieces, the fire of the neshama can catch on to, and then bigger, 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 until you can take get the whole body inflamed. So he says, you got to think how bad you are, how much you sin, and how all the terrible things that the person does. And he says, a person realizes that they sin in thought, speech, and action. And he says, ubezeh, this we're starting now, ubezeh, in this respect, he says, even more, the Alter Rebbe just said, even if you don't sin, but evil is not despicable in your eyes, that shows that you're still connected to evil. In other words, this is in practical language, people won't kill. But when they hear somebody got killed, it won't make them sick. That means the concept of murder, killing, is not despicable by them. They don't despise it. They won't do it. And he says, even that shows you're no good. Ubizan, he says, in this respect, he's more despicable, lower, and more abominable, more than balichayim atmeim v'shkotzim v'ramashim kanal. Even worse than the treifa animals, the despicable animals. Why? We'll just finish the commission. Kofik, it says, "Vanechi salas v'leish David HaMelech Salam," like a worm and not a person. And he says, why? Because they never go against what Hashem wants them to do. Animals don't have free choice. Animals are programmed to run an instinct. So when a lion rips apart another animal, so that it didn't do anything wrong. A person who does something wrong is going against Hashem. So they're even worse than these despicable animals. And he says, Gam kshemer bezke nafshu alikis, even when the godly soul becomes awakened, to awaken this love to Hashem when you're davening, like he spoke before, the Beinoni, at the time of davening, puts his Yetzer Hara to sleep, and it's then he has this burning love of Hashem. But he says, "Eina be'emes lamite legamri." It's still not real love. Why? Mi'achas shechelefes ve'iveres acher atzfilah. The fact that after davening, when the Yetzer Hara wakes up, your love to Hashem is not that strong. So that shows even during the davening wasn't that real. So he says, "And the befrat." This is all what a person. By the way, this is only what a person should think about themselves, not about anybody else. He's talking about breaking yourself, not somebody else's self. Just remember that. The fact she is ketumas nafshe, especially when a person will remind himself of the impurity of his nefesh, bechatas ne'urim, with the youthful sins, v'abagam she'asev el yeinim, and the blemish that he did in the heavenly spheres, v'shamhu lemaila mi'azman, in the heavenly spheres it's above time, ki'ilu pogam v'nit ma'ayim chas v'sholem mamish, as if you sin today. And this, by the way, this we did learn last time. The Rebbe says like this, a mitzvah, let's speak first in the positive way, okay? In Perek Chofet, the Rebbe says the following, when you do a mitzvah, you connect yourself to Hashem. Okay, so even though, let's say, you learned Torah, you said Tillim, you lit Shabbos, whatever you did it for a half an hour from 7 to 7:30, it's not that half an hour you're connected. You connect yourself to Hashem, who is higher than time and place. So therefore, he says, Yichud zeh lemaila, this unity with Hashem, is nitzchi la'olam v'od, is permanent forever. You can never lose that. Even though you only did it from 7 to 7:30, but the bottom line is, you connected yourself to Hashem, which is above time and place. So then, you're constantly connected to Hashem. Here the Alter Rebbe says the same thing as with a sin. When a person sins, they rebelled against Hashem. They disconnected themselves from Hashem. Hashem is above time and place. Therefore, the sin is permanent. And he says, even though the person did tshuva, but tshuva was good for yesterday's level. Today you're on a higher level. You need a higher level of tshuva, even what you did yesterday. Let's see it inside. And he says, Av shekvat asa tshuva nechena, even though you did proper tshuva, hari ikar tshuva belev, the primary level of tshuva is really in the heart. Va'alev yesh be bechinas madregis rabis, the heart has infinite levels within it. Va'akerlev mashu lefi mashu hu adam fi azman, everything is based on the person or the time. Va'akerdola yedim, as it's known to the Kabbalists. Lachain achshav b'shazu, now at this time, sharei ba'atzmi, the person sees by himself, pleisalik b'nehayra d'nishmasa, that the fire of the neshama is not kindling in him. Mechlal, what does that show? Shayim le'niskabla tshuvasai, that today, on your today's level, yesterday's tshuva wasn't accepted. What does this mean? It means, David HaMelech says in Tillim, Chatasi negdi summit. My sins are always opposite me. What does this mean? So Chassidus gives a mashal, an analogy as follows. Think that a sin is like dirt on a garment. Okay? You get the garment dirty. You get your neshama impure. So like getting a garment dirty. You can clean it. You don't notice it. Right? Sometimes you get off the main junk, but if you look closely, you can notice it. You can still see that there's a little mark remaining. Then if you clean that off. Then you take a magnifying glass, you'll still see it. Then you take a bigger, stronger magnifying glass, you'll still see it. Right? The same thing he says with Avedis. He says, a person should think to himself like this. I'm trying to get my neshama kindled, and it's not working. Right? The body is not getting the flame of the neshama in it. What does that mean? That I'm not connected. If I would be connected, the fire of the neshama would kindle the body. Why isn't being kindled? Because of my past sins. I did tshuva for them, but today you're on a special high level. Today you have to do a higher level of tshuva than what you did yesterday. Because the cleaner the garment, the smaller the speck is very noticeable. And he says, therefore, he says, in a person trying to break himself, to chop himself up, in order to be able to get the light of the neshama coming upon him, he says, the person needs to realize, you know, in the past you sinned. Okay, you did tshuva, God, no problem, you know, Hashem will take care of you. Bottom line is, What does Hashem want from you now? That you should do a higher level of tshuva. It's like we learned by challenges. You know, first graders have first grade challenges. Okay? But when they get to second grade, the challenges are harder. Third grade, fourth, you know, the challenges always get harder. Because when a person passes earlier challenges, Hashem says, okay, now that you're on a higher level, I'm going to give you a higher challenge. Because now you could do that. You can't give a first grade to eighth grade challenges. You can give a first grade challenge. But once they get to eighth grade, then they need eighth grade challenges. So now the Rebbe is saying, how do you know that you still need to move up in the tshuva ladder? The fact that the neshama is not catching on to the body, why isn't it? What's blocking it? What you did yesterday, last week, a year ago, 10 years ago, whatever. So now Hashem shows that you want to do a higher level of tshuva. Like he says, or Shayemli Niskablu Tshuvasei, either today your tshuva wasn't accepted, Vavenesev Mavdilim and your Avedis are separating you, or, he says, it could be another reason. Shereitim Laleisi L'tshuva Ilo Yesed, Hashem wants to elevate the person to a higher level of tshuva, Me'umka Daliba Yesed, from a deeper level of the heart. In other words, sometimes Hashem wants the person to dig deeper into their potential to be able to reach a higher level. So Hashem does not, so to speak, accept your tshuva today, either because your tshuva today on your today's level is not accepted, or maybe it was accepted. Hashem wants you to reach a higher level. What?
So when it comes to something like this, where it could be two different things, is it for us to try to figure that out, or just to say, this is the way it is, and I just need to do tshuva?
Sometimes, in order to fix something, you need to know what the illness is. Right? You know what the problem is when you go to a doctor and he diagnoses an illness, that's very good. The real problem is when you go to a doctor and he can't find the illness. It's always, you know, your car doesn't work, you bring it to the mechanic, all of a sudden it's working fine, right? And they tell you everything else is wrong with the car. But the question is, you need to know what the illness is to know what medicine to use.
That something a person has to think about on their own?
But sometimes thinking about that is coming from the Yetzer Hara, because he'll just keep you busy thinking about that, you won't end up doing anything. Right? Sometimes when a person thinks, I'm no good, like you think over here, you should think you're no good to break yourself, but sometimes a person will think a whole day, oh yeah, I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good, and they'll end up not doing anything because of it. That's all coming from the Yetzer Hara, because obviously if nothing good comes from it, it can't be from Kedusha, it has to be coming from evil. Right? So, we need, when there's a challenge, it really doesn't matter if it's because Hashem didn't accept the tshuva, or He wants you to reach into a deeper level of the heart. The main thing is, go, you know, hit the challenge head on, and go above it. You know, sometimes the whys, you know, why is not too good. In Chassidus, there's an expression, farvos is klipa. Why is evil? Because you need to have the challenge to go right over it. And he says like this, now what happens if a guy was a tzaddik his whole life? You know, he wasn't wild in their youth, and they were good kids and everything. He says, begami shunoki mechatas nurim achamurim. Even if he was saved from the severe sins of the youth, Yosem Alibe, you should realize this heart like this. L'kai Maimer Zayir HaKadosh, to fulfill what the Zayir says, L'yes Mimor D'chushbena, to be a person of reckoning. What does it mean, a person of reckoning? L'as Yischej Benim Nafshei, to make a reckoning with themselves. And this is very, very difficult to do. But if the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, obviously it's possible to do. To make a reckoning, Mikola machshavos hadiburim v'amaisa, from all thought, speech, and action, shalchofu v'avlu meyem hayesei, from the day he was born until today, if they were good or bad. You know, it's very interesting. If you're walking in the street, and somebody is walking in the street, stop them. If you're bored, stop them and say, do me a favor. Tell me everything you thought in the last 5 minutes. Most people, unless if they're concentrating on something, unless they're walking concentrating on something, but just like walking in the street or driving or whatever it is, ask them, tell me what you thought in the last 5 minutes. They would never be able to tell you all the thoughts they thought. Because the mind is going from A to Z and Z to A and whatever it is. There were Hasidim, not from 5,000 years ago. Two generations ago, it's brought down, they were able to give a reckoning of every thought, speech, and action they had since Bar Mitzvah. And they weren't 13 and a half, by the way. They're in their 50s, 60s, 70s. They're able to give a reckoning of every thought, speech, and action they had since Bar Mitzvah. That's a very lofty level. That you can actually tell somebody what you thought for an entire day. I mean, it's also impossible. But he says, if a person, it says like this, think about, okay, you're a holy man, holy woman, you didn't sin, youthful sins, you know, you were good. It says like this, think about all the thought, speech, and action you had. Did it come from holiness or from evil? Any thought, speech, and action. Which are not for the sake of serving Hashem, for his avodah of serving Hashem, because he says, even if they're not evil thoughts, but they just weren't for the service of Hashem, by definition, in Chassidus, it's evil. Because if it's not Kedusha, it's automatically sitrach, and it's automatically evil. Umidazeis, and it's known, Al Rebbe says like this, Ki kol eisha odam mechashe machshoves kadeshes, whenever a person is thinking holy thoughts, nase merkova be'ezu, at this time of the thought, he becomes a chariot, and I'll explain what that means, leicholus hakdusha, shemehem mishpores machshoves ololu. There's a concept in Chassidus at great length called, it's really a medrash, that says the Ovis were Merkava. What does a Merkava mean? A chariot. The horse goes where the rider leads it. Okay, the horse is bottle, subjugated completely to the rider. It says, Ha'ovis hein hein a Merkava. What does it mean, the Ovis were Merkava? The Ovis 24-7, for the duration of their life, were completely bottled to Hashem in every part of the body from head to toe. Yet in Chassidus it says like this, when a hand gives tzedakah, at that moment, the hand is a merkava to chesed of atzilus. When you take your hand, and with your hand, you're doing what Hashem wants you to do, so you're completely bottled to Hashem. When your mouth learns Torah, at that moment you're learning Torah, your mouth is bottle and a merkava to godliness. When you think a good thought, I mean a Torah thought, at that moment your brain and your thought is becoming a merkava to godliness. What happens when you think wrong, speak wrong, do wrong? At that time, your brain is becoming a chariot for evil. Your mouth is becoming a chariot for evil, and your actions are becoming a chariot for evil. See, the problem is our mouth, 1 second can speak Torah, and the next second speak Lashon Hara. The hand can give tzedakah, and the next minute smack somebody. Right? So, but he says, in other words, he's saying, now that is just telling you, you might think you're great, but let me tell you how you're really no good. That you should be able to break yourself to allow the fire of the neshama to catch onto your body. First, he says, how do you sinned? Even if you did tshuva, maybe today the tshuva is not good enough. Maybe you need a higher level of tshuva. Even if you never sinned, okay, maybe you didn't sin, but were all your thoughts, speech, and action from the day you were born, were they all holy? Because if they were holy, then he's not talking about you here. Then you're merkava to God. You're one with God. Otherwise, you're merkava to evil. So he says, what do you think you are already? Again, this is temporary, a person thinking about themselves. Not about anybody else, just about themselves. And also not on a regular basis. Once in a blue moon.
Sure, you need to consult a
mashpia. There's a Gemara. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. When it comes to leprosy, it says you have to show the leprosy to a kohen, and he should rule if you're leper or not. What happens if a kohen himself has leprosy? Can he judge his own leprosy? So the Gemara says, "Kol negoyim adam reya chutz minigei atzmi." A person is allowed to see everybody else's leprosy, but not their own. That's the expression of the Gemara. In Chassidus, it interprets the Gemara like this. Everybody's faults we see, except our own. Kol negoyim, all leprosy, meaning everybody else's faults, adam raya. Chutz minigei atzmei, except their own faults. Why does a person not see their own faults? There's something called self-love. Believe it or not, we all love ourselves. Okay? And therefore, love is very blinding. And therefore, love doesn't allow you to see our own faults. Right? And even when we do finally see a fault in ourselves, because we're not objective, right, we don't see it straight either. When you have a mashpia, so they, if they're close to you and they guide you and so on, so they become aware of your faults because you discuss it with them. Right? And they're not subjective, they're objective, so then they can help you out better. And then there's another Gemara that says, "In chavish mater esatzmi." If you're stuck in a pit, you can't get yourself out of the pit. You need somebody else to pull you out of the pit. But it's very hard to get yourself out of the pit. So when you have somebody else, they can, so to speak, drag you out of the pit. But at the same time, people have to keep in mind another thing. Many people are afraid of doctors, right? Especially the Europeans. Anyway, many people are afraid of doctors. If your left hand hurts, okay, and you're afraid of what the doctor's going to find out, you know, that you're sick. So you go to the doctor and you show him your right hand. Your left hand hurts. You know, your left hand has the illness, but you're afraid the doctor's going to say, yeah, you're sick, right? So you're going to show him the right hand. The doctor's going to look at the right hand and say, oh, you're healthy. Baruch Hashem, everything's fine. Yeah? You're going to go away from the doctor and you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have a clear bill of health. The person's a moron. Right? Who did you fool? You didn't fool the doctor. He doesn't care. Who did you end up fooling? You're fooling yourself. Right? So the same thing in spiritual illnesses. Right? The concept of a mashpia is to be able to tell what the illness is. If you don't tell the illness, so say, okay, you're good. I mean, so what are you, you're not gaining anything by it. It's very good to be honest, yeah. It helps. In every type of relationship, especially with yourself, it's very good to be honest. If you're not honest, then, you know, the Rebbe Marash said like this, a fool can't fool all the world. He doesn't even fool part of the world. The only one he ends up fooling is himself. So the Rebbe Marash said, Is it a kunz? Is it a trick that a fool fools a fool? He says, when you fool, you only end up fooling yourself. So what's the big deal, a big thing of a fool fooling a fool? I mean, you know, what are you doing? You're not doing anything by it. So that's why the Rebbe demanded the concept of mashpi and all that, because it just makes the situation better, so to speak. So he says, second line from the top, "Chen lehepach, nasa merkavet tmeya be'ezu." At this time, he becomes a bottle, a chariot, lecholos atuma, shemehem mushpo is komachshav esrois. That's the source and the nourishment of all evil thoughts and evil action and speech. And he says like this, a person should realize another thing. The drev chalameisa of most of our dreams, him hevel v'ro'as ruach, is, like they say in Yiddish, pust and wust, it's empty and void. Where do dreams come from, by the way? He says, she'naf she'elu l'mayla. He says like this, when a person sleeps, if they're holy, then the neshama goes up to Hashemayim. So over there, there's no nightmares. Okay, when you go up, but your neshama is not worthy enough to go up, so you're out of the body, you get stuck in the middle, and therefore you could dream things that are nightmares and torturous, and things that can, like he says, actually torture you in the, like he says, mi'al about Hashem, the kikabam, who can go up to Hashem, only a clean-handed person. And he says, the Zohar says, Venus Sitram Bishim, the evil side, Asin come, Umistapkin Bay, they cling to him at night, Umadin, they let him know in the dream, melding the alma worldly things, nothing holy. The Zimyan sometimes, the Chaichen Bay, they laugh at the person in the dream, evil. Vachiziule Mila the Sheker, they show him things of falseness. Called nightmares, basically. That suddenly bechalme, and they torture you in the dream. So he says, basically, this is all things that a person has to realize. If I ever dream crazy things, it's because I'm connected to evil. So this is all causing the person the realization that they're not super holy. And if they're not super holy, they need to break themselves and not have the same level of ego. And by breaking themselves, that's the way they're able to kindle the flame of the neshama. In Yiddish, there's an expression, there's a few expressions in Yiddish which is a play in words, but again, it only works in Yiddish because of the language I'm saying. For instance, there's nothing as straight as a crooked ladder. If a ladder goes straight up, you can't use it, right? One can use a ladder when it's crooked. So, shtar gleichen zachmi akrumulator. There's nothing as crooked as a gleichvertel. Gleichvertel in Yiddish literally means a straight word, but gleichvertel in Yiddish means a joke. There's nothing as crooked as a joke, but in Yiddish again it's play of the words. And then it says like this, Sunishtah is a ganzer v'yatzer brochener. There's nothing as complete as a broken one. There's no such thing as a complete person. In other words, the most complete person is the person who's broken by himself. Story is told, somebody once came to Fried the Rebbe. They walked from Brownville, Williamsburg, I don't know, they walked far away. They came to Fried the Rebbe's Verbrengen, and the Rebbe asked him if he made Kiddush. He said no, so the Rebbe Fried the Rebbe told him to make Kiddush, and then he asked, so he had to give him two chalas. The problem is there were no two whole chalas left. They're only because they opened them, right? They started them. So the Fried Rebbe took two broken pieces of challah and said to him, there's nothing as complete as a broken one. And that's what he's saying over here. When a person feels this broken within themselves, that's the ultimate completeness of a person. Okay.